Welcome to TMI, There's More to Iowa, where we discover what makes our corner of Iowa a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Dan McHugh, your host. Thanks for listening. Today, we'll speak with Grinnell native Ben Latimer. Ben is the Director of Technology and Estimating for Latitude Signage and Design in Grinnell. It's a family-owned and operated business for over 40 years. Ben, welcome to TMI. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dan.
Very good. Ben, what's one thing people would be surprised to learn about the work that you do?
I would say I'm in the sign business, and we make more than bathroom signs.
More than bathroom signs. What does that mean?
Well, if you have been in a facility that we've put signage in and you've used the restroom, you're welcome. But we do more things than that.
That does get embarrassing.
Correct.
Right?
I mean,
neither of us, but we all know someone,
yes,
hypothetically.
We get you to the parking lot. We get you through the door. We get you to where you're going. But signs are more than bathroom signs. And a funny anecdote is a lot of my college friends are doctors, lawyers, and veterinarians, and they call me the bathroom sign guy. But I did all their clinics.
What's one thing that you wish people knew about the work that you and Latitude do?
We do a little bit of everything. It's more of a science when you put signs in a building, on a building, around a building. We use a term called wayfinding, and really it's getting people through a facility efficiently. And one of the things that we pride ourselves is being efficient, and it is a nice-looking product. And there's only two times people ever notice signage anyway, is if you're lost or if they're ugly.
That is fair. It's the old line that 99% of good design is invisible.
Correct.
So you're probably doing your job if it's not remarkable.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me a little. You said there's a science. So describe to you what that science of signage is.
Well, the science side of it is in the wayfinding of signage. You know, you have design where, you know, you want to make it a bounce off the wall. You want to make it look good, but you want to stay within the ADA guidelines of visibility and those types of things. But the science of it is where the signs go. And we have experts on hand that work with other experts in the architectural and design community that basically wayfind and walk through a facility and say, this is what this needs and this is what this doesn't need. And many times what it doesn't need is more important.
Very good. And you mentioned ADA. So for our listeners, when you say ADA guidelines, what does that?
It's the America with Disabilities Act, and that came around in 1996, and that's when raised graphic and braille is required on every room sign. And back then, we didn't know how to make it, and that's a family business, and my dad and his team were trying to figure out how are we going to make this type of signs. And we used to have a hammer, drill and hammer metal beads into plastic signs in the pattern of the braille, and now there's digital printing ways to do that. So we've come a long way in, you know, 30 plus years since that's happened. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
If braille signs could be exciting.
Are there other examples like that? You know, the American with Disabilities Act has shaped a lot of things about how we experience the made and lived in world over the past 36 years. Are there other examples of regulations, either federal or state, that become kind of liberating constraints for the work that you and your team do?
Most of the other things, and the guideline for ADA is that it's just a guideline. That's not a code. Really, building codes is where the other requirements come in, and that's your ingress and egress, your restrooms. There's placements for those, and that's just a handful of the signage that's in a facility. But most of it is a local code and sometimes gets superseded by a state code or a federal code.
Sure. That makes sense. What's one thing that people get wrong about the work of signage?
I think it's just putting a sign by a door. You want to make it look like it was supposed to be there, and that's what we do as architectural signage. You know, your black and brown restroom signs that you get at Home Depot, we actually put a lot of thought into the design and implementation of a project, but we want it to look like it was supposed to be there and tied into the architectural elements. So even a design element maybe taken from the carpet or the paint or the wall pattern of wallpaper or something, and that is where just a little design element can make those signs stand out a little bit more or just fade back into where they're supposed to be and just be functional and do their job.
Totally. Very, very good to know. So no shade to the restroom signs that we might purchase at Paul's Ace Hardware,
yes,
or Menards up in Marshalltown, but there is an opportunity to make them integrate more seamlessly into the built environments.
Yeah, especially in the advent of the digital print world, you can do full color photography and images on the sign itself, and then still be able to adhere to the ADA guidelines by following those parameters. But the creativity has really gone through the roof with the advent of digital printing directly to material.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's just like if you do a color laser printer and you're printing a color on your copier, the same concept. There's print heads that go directly onto the painted surface of the sign. So, but if you want to have it layered for 3D to get the raised graphic in Braille, that's just more passes and more ink. And the technology's evolved. It's immediately cured, so you can't pick it off as easily as you would something that's applied vinyl or something like that. So the digital printing side has really opened up a whole new market for architectural signage.
And of course, all of this work is happening here in Grinnell, Iowa, where we're recording today. How does a sign company, to me, you know, right, signage, it's like not something you would expect to find in a place like Grinnell, and certainly at the quality that you and your team at Latitude are doing. Tell me a little bit about that. Is that become an asset or a liability as you look to work with your customers?
Oh, no, it's been great. Everything is made here. The majority of things are made here in Grinnell, Iowa. We probably source 30% to 40% of what we make, but it all depends on if somebody needs a cast plaque or a dedication plaque. Those would come from vendors and things like that. But the majority of the signage we make in two locations here in Grinnell. And, you know, we're a local employer, and, you know, it's fun to see people drive down the road that work for us and say, hey, I worked on that, you know, a big exterior sign or even just a logo behind a desk in somebody's office.
If someone's driving through our part of Iowa, Grinnell, or, you know, along the 30 corridor in Marshalltown, what's a sign that someone might see in a building or while they're driving where your team's fingerprints might have been?
Goes back to my favorite sign so far of all time here in Grinnell is the Drake Library, the block letters in front of it that are stacked that spell out library.
Yes.
That was an art idea that came up through Ryan McGuire.
Ryan, yep.
And he said, can you build this? I said, absolutely we can. And it's in our network, it's won awards for the favorite sign. It's just really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah, and that's at the Drake Library here in town.
Yeah, yeah. Visit it. Please visit it the next time you're here. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Ben, we'll learn about your favorite hangouts here in Grinnell and in Iowa. You're listening to TMI. There's more to Iowa. We'll be right back.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Waiting on taxes? No problem. Stop into McGregor's Furniture and Mattress and put $1 down and reserve your furniture. McGregor's wants you to save your money with payment options plus 0% interest financing. This may very well be the best time to buy furniture with only $1 down. Don't wait. Hurry into McGregor's today before your favorite choice of furniture is gone. McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown and in Waterloo on Flemang Drive.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. I'm Dan McHugh, and our guest today is Ben Latimer of Latitude Signage and Design. Ben, you live here in Grinnell. Describe Grinnell in one word.
Fun.
Fun. Tell me more about that.
Well, I always like to have a good time, and I surround myself with a lot of people that like to have a good time. But whether you're going out to eat or going out to a local bar, just things in the park, in the community, there's a lot to do, in my opinion. And I have a son who's now in law school and has been out of the house for a while, and my wife hates the term empty nest. So we find things to do and we find people to do it with, and we're rarely at home where we try to be out doing things, and whether it's being outside or being inside, but we eat well and we drink well and we live well. So it's fun to be out and about in my hometown, but also in the town that it is now.
And when you have a friend coming in from out of town, what's one place that you're sure to take them?
We like to kill two birds with one stone, and it evolved with the brew house and the Poly Eyes relationship with have a pizza delivered and have some good Iowa craft beers at the Grinnell Craft Brew House. So Poly Eyes Pizza and the Grinnell Craft Brew House in that combination is one of my favorite spots.
So for some of our listeners who are not privy to the Grinnell nightlife scene, lay out a little bit more this partnership that the Grinnell Brew House and Poly Eyes Pizza have.
So Poly Eyes Pizza is a local staple and been one of my favorite places to go for years. They offer a collaboration with the Grinnell Craft Brew House, which is just a tap room. They do not serve food of their own.
Around the corner.
Yes, it's just around the corner. And you can call and order a pizza, and the only place they'll deliver to is the Grinnell Craft Brew House. And a lot of people will come in and have their food there, but they also have food trucks that come in and with special engagements with a craft brew house. But our go-to is let's grab a pizza and a couple pints and enjoy the time.
And what's your pizza of choice at Poly Eyes?
My wife and I are split family on this one. It is my side is the taco, Poly Eyes taco pizza, and hers is the Cara special.
And what taco pizza, anything that Poly Eyes does special or unique?
Monster amount of shredded cheddar cheese on top of it.
They do. I prefer
that style.
Yes. It's almost, in my opinion, it's too much, I'm not going to tell him to put less.
Joey does it right.
Yes, that's right. And then the Cara special. Tell me about the Cara special.
Well, the Cara special is special in my heart because years ago I used to work at Michael's Italian Kitchen here in town. And
rest in peace, Michael's.
Yep. And Char, Burriel, and Joey are related, and they, once they closed, some recipes went from Michael's to Poly Eyes, and they've been introducing different specials, and the Cara special came over, and that's named after Cara Kinkle, who was Char's daughter and was there when I worked there and had a pizza named after her, and she was always embarrassed that I was going to get the Cara special because I was out to make fun of her. So it's great, and let's see if I get this right. It is pepperoni, sausage, Canadian bacon, onion, double cheese.
That's a rich pizza right there.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
That's a I'm done eating until tomorrow. It sounds like.
Agree. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. What's a happy place for you here in Grinnell?
You know what? All over, because we like to drive around and kind of see what's going on in town. So I'm in and out at a lot of different places. But really, if I'm going to say I'd like to stop and see something, the Central Park, the new Central Park, which is now not quite 10 years old, but with the amphitheater and the splash pad and just the what they've done to it over the years is fantastic. So I would say Central Park is a great spot for locals as well as people who've never been to town before.
And describe for our listeners, many towns in Iowa, many towns around the Midwest and the U.S. have a Central Park. What makes Grinnell Central Park unique?
When people think of Central Park, they think of New York City. Obviously, this is a lot smaller, but it is right off the downtown square, and it was renovated, and it has been modernized quite a bit with an amphitheater, shelter house, and restrooms. But it mirrors the theme of what the downtown renovations have done with the pavement, the brickwork, the aesthetics, the architectural elements, and it's got a nice cohesive flow. And excited that this coming summer that they will have the dedication of the new Veterans Monument, and that will be a nice transition immediately from downtown into the park, and it's going to be a wonderful addition.
Well, and of course, that park has a long tradition for decades as being a place where veterans were welcomed back into the community. And so to see this latest iteration, that'll be a real special and, of course, so important to honor our veterans.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to be a nice addition, and it's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited with the recent warm-up to see them getting back to work on that. So can't wait to see how it turns out.
Yeah, the fencing will come down, and my understanding, 4th of July weekend will be the formal dedication
really?
This summer.
All right, so come back for the 4th, which, of course, another happy place here in Grinnell.
That's right.
Yeah. Ben, what's one fearless dream you have for the coming year over the next 12 months?
Fearless dream. You know, I don't know. Now that my wife and I are just on our own in the house, we can kind of do whatever we want. But she and I are both musicians, and we are going to try to do some more singing and playing engagements in town and try to just sing for people. So she's got a fantastic voice. I play guitar, and we try to do some duet tunes, and we're partial to the 80s. So she does Pat Benatar very well. So we'll see how that works out.
Very good. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
And there's a handful of places that we've decided we may want to throw that out and see if it works.
What's a good live music here in Grinnell or outside Grinnell? What are your favorite live music spots?
Love what Colleen does at Solera. She has a lot of groups that come in. The A.B. Grouse Band is really good. And they're an Iowa group, but they come to the Solera wine bar quite a bit.
And she's had Weary Ramblers.
Weary Ramblers as well.
Yep.
Grinnell is a very good live music town, and we got a very close connection to the Iowa City live music scene. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists come to Grinnell because there's a lot of ties and a lot of Iowa City musicians that were Grinnell natives as well. So it's always fun to see what's coming around, and whether it's going to be at the wine bar or the back room at the Eagles or down at the speakeasy or what have you, there's always a good way to find something.
And what's the best way to find out the best way to get into that speakeasy?
The speakeasy is right through Prairie Canary, and it's the downstairs, and the code is, if you scan the QR code, you can find your way in there. But it's a great Roaring 20s themed speakeasy, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun location. Very good. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll put Ben on the hot seat, the TMI Prairie Burn, and learn about his favorite bit of Iowa trivia. You're listening to TMI. There's more to Iowa.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ever wish medical care felt a little more comfortable? At Story Medical, now it can. Introducing our brand new MRI suite, designed with you in mind. With a wider opening, shorter tunnel, and even an entertainment system where you can watch Netflix, your scan can feel more relaxed than ever. And you're invited to see it for yourself. Join us for an open house Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 1. Tour the new imaging center, meet the team, and enjoy a free lunch from the Story County Pork Producers. A clearer picture of care is here. At Story Medical.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. Ben Latimer is on the hot seat. Watch out, Ben. It's the TMI Prairie Burn.
Let's go.
Let's do it. When you go to a potluck, what do you bring?
Bucket of fried chicken.
A bucket of fried chicken?
Yes.
Which potluck are we going to then?
We have several at our office, and people bring their own dips or baked goods or what have you, but nobody wants me cooking, so I'm bringing a bucket of chicken.
Oh, jeez. where are we getting this bucket of fried chicken then?
Used to be the KFC here in town, and
rest in peace.
We no longer have that, but either Pizza Ranch or Hy-Vee, I can be satisfied with either one of those.
Which one do you think, you're getting them from both, but this is a safe space. There's only tens of people listening. Which one are we... Which one are you going to first?
Oh, the guys at Hy-Vee do it pretty well because sometimes they'll have a bunch of wings sitting there and I'll bring some to work and put the rest in my car.
We have a tray of baked goods here, right?
Yes.
Which one are you grabbing first?
The Pepper Jack kolaches from Grin City Bakery. That's my go-to every time.
They put Pepper Jack in the kolache there?
They do.
I did not know that. All right, well, I'm getting one of those next time. I'm grabbing the cinnamon roll, fried cinnamon roll with the maple glaze on top. Throw the pecans on top of that.
Yeah, so cinnamon rolls are incredible. I get into it with my wife about cinnamon rolls and chili. They didn't do that up in Waterloo where she's from, but here I do love cinnamon rolls and chili.
They didn't do it in Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up either.
Well,
so
then I'm right. Don't tell my wife.
Iowa has a lot of contributions to pop culture, whether it's movies, books, music. What's one that stands out for you?
If you build it, they will come. The Field of Dreams.
Have you been?
I have.
And how many times?
I'd say probably a half dozen.
Wow.
But I need to explain it to people when I lived in Chicagoland off and on for 10 years about it. Yes, it's a real thing. And no, Iowans don't drive tractors to and from school. Some do.
Some
All
do.
Don't.
Most don't.
Correct.
Yeah. And if you're someone who drove a tractor to school, only love, no judgment.
Yes. And a guy that I worked with in one of my first jobs said, "Do you really drive a tractor to school?" I said, "No, we take the combine." He goes, "What's a combine?"
Lean into it, right?
Yes.
In your opinion, who's an Iowan that more people should know about?
I would say Ashton Kutcher. I think there's a lot of people that don't know he was an Iowan, and he was from the Amana area.
I believe you mean Chris.
Yes, correct. Yes. it's not his stage name. Yes. Unfortunately, I don't have a stage name.
Yet.
But no, my son always played sports against Clear Creek, and his name was involved in a lot of stuff, and he's done a lot of good things for the Tiffin and Amana community. And,
yeah.
You know, no more than his Dude, Where's My Car in that 70s show. I'm sure he's has done a lot of good things.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had occasion to meet him?
Have not.
But absolutely. What's your, you mentioned Dude, Where's My Car, not filmed here in Iowa.
Yes.
And 70s show, of course, takes place in Wisconsin. What's your favorite Ashton Kutcher piece or performance?
Two and a Half Men.
I didn't know he was on
Two and a Half Men.
Yes,
when Charlie Sheen went through his winning phase, he came back and Ashton Kutcher was the uncle.
Okay.
Yes, Two and a Half Men.
Okay. Yeah, that kids were young. So
yes.
There's a big black hole.
Oh, there's so much you can watch now that they're older.
Trust me.
Even more than when they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. Ben, last question for you. What's one thing our listeners need to remember about what makes Grinnell great?
I think the community as a whole, but I think more people need to really understand the impact that Grinnell College has had on this community. And my family's been fortunate enough to be involved in Grinnell College. My dad was on the faculty back in the 70s. And, you know, there's always that town and gown back and forth. But I always think, you know, we're in a better place and we're a better community because of what Grinnell College has done and how they've interacted with the community. So
tell me more about that.
Well, the old cliche that the Arts Foundation is not a cliche. Their mantra is leave it better than they found it. That's what most of them do. And I've seen it firsthand with growing up here and seeing what was a space that, you know, sat vacant for a long time and has been redeveloped. And we've just had great redevelopment in the last several years with Renfro Hall downtown and the zone of confluence between the town and the campus. But, you know, this can be debated all day long, but what goes well for Grinnell College is part of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ben, thank you so much for joining us here on TMI. There's More to Iowa today. Anything you want to plug?
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And this is a pretty cool thing. And I'm glad you thought of me.
You bet. Thank you, Ben. And thank you for listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa. Our producers are Kyle Martin and me, Dan McHugh. Editing by Kyle Martin. Executive producer, Mark Schaefer. You can tune in to TMI each Wednesday on KFJB Marshalltown. You can also listen to past episodes of TMI wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Dan McHugh. Thanks for listening.